Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk star of New Orleans, here's Scoot.
Hey, good afternoon. Great looking Wednesday. I am Scoot on the air, and I am very glad that you are that you're with us. A lot to talk about. I want to talk about this idea of changing Veterans Day, which we celebrated yesterday, to Victory Day, and why I think that is an insult to a lot of American soldiers. We'll get to that in just a few minutes. We're also this hour going to talk about the newly released emails from the Jeffrey Epstein estate, and Republicans on the House Oversight Committee released over 20,000 additional documents from Jeffrey Epstein's estate. This happened today. And the Republicans on the House Oversight Committee are proclaiming, you deserve the full truth. And this was hours after their Democratic colleagues published emails by Jeffrey Epstein referring to the President of the United States. The response came after the White House and House Republicans were accusing Democrats of selectively releasing the emails to slander the president. Well, if it's true, it's not slander. And what's in these emails is true. The emails apparently happened. And, you know, I mean, anybody who doesn't want to accept something can make some excuse not to accept it. But these emails seem to be rather factual in what they present. So we're going to get into that in a few minutes. In my opinion, this is not about politics. The Epstein files are not about politics, and they never have been. They may involve people who are politicians, but this is not an issue about politics. This is an issue about trying to expose the men, old men, or at least much, much older men, who paid money to have sex with underage girls. And anybody who tries to block information about this from coming out is protecting these old pedophiles. I mean, it's that simple. You know, we need to know the truth. And politics should have nothing to do with this. And anybody who had sex with underage girls and the people who were not interested in this coming forward are the ones who are the problem. Because this is important information. And, you know, for years on this talk show, I have talked about how, yeah, look, let's go after the judge. Let's go after the sex traffickers. Let's do all we can to go after the sex traffickers. But why aren't we doing more to go after the men who create the market for sex trafficking? Why aren't we doing more to go after the men who have sex with underage girls? And every time there's a Super Bowl, we know that sex traffickers go to the Super Bowl city. Why? Because wealthy, powerful men go to the Super Bowl. Average sports fans, I mean, there are a few, but for the most part, average sports fans don't go to the Super Bowl. So the sex traffickers go to Super Bowl cities. And when the Super Bowl has been in New Orleans, there's an extra effort to look out for sex traffickers because we know that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
They're here. But they're here because rich, powerful men go to the Super Bowl. And rich, powerful men pay money to have sex with underage girls. And I just find this so appalling and so disgusting that I don't know why we don't do more to expose them. If there was a regular way to expose men who get involved in this, a lot of these men wouldn't do it. They think they're getting away with it. And they are. That's the crazy thing about this. They are getting away with it. If this isn't true, it's slander. If it's true, it's not slander. But again, when it comes to politics, you know, people will say different things just to try to protect themselves. And for anybody who is still asking the question, well, why didn't Joe Biden release the files? Well, I don't know. But I said when Biden was president that Biden should release the files. And I also said that he's probably not releasing them because he's protecting Democrats who may have been on Jeffrey Epstein's list. And I wouldn't be surprised if Bill Clinton was on the list. And there was testimony that was to take place before some committee on Capitol Hill. And former President Bill Clinton conveniently had a scheduling issue and could not make it. So he didn't testify. He doesn't want to testify. Because if he says he didn't do it and it's proven that he did it, well, then he adds perjury to his crime. I mean, this is a bad thing. It's a bad thing when there are men who can pay their way through life. And it is a very bad thing when men can pay their way to fulfill this fantasy of having sex with underage girls. And I just find it totally appalling. We're going to talk a little bit more about that coming up. In the first hour, I asked this question because I read that, you know, yesterday we talked about this Supreme Court decision. The conservative-leaning Supreme Court refused to take up the appeal of Kim Davis, the court clerk in Kentucky, who refused to give a gay couple a marriage license. That was her job. In my opinion, she should have done her job. And if her job is not congruent with her religious beliefs, then she should have gotten another job. Well, she no longer has that job, and the Supreme Court didn't even want to take up the case. The conservative-leaning Supreme Court didn't even want to take up the case. So that really, right now, leaves same-sex marriage standing as legal, which I think it should be. But I can't help but wonder, because I also read that there are groups, in spite of the Supreme Court ruling, that are still trying to overturn same-sex marriage being legalized. Why? Why are people so obsessed with making gay marriage illegal? And again, this is not something that is just about the gay community. It involves the gay community. But civil rights, for the most part, has been settled. I know there's still racism and discrimination out there. I know there's still discrimination against women, especially when it comes to pay. But this is one of those issues. I'm not taking this up. I'm not talking about this because it's about homosexuals. I'm talking about this because it is about equal rights. And I just don't see why some people are so interested in trying to make sure that gays don't marry each other. Because that's not something that bothers anybody who's trying to stop it. So my simple question is, why does gay marriage bother you to the point where you think legalized gay marriage should not exist? If you want to join us with a comment, the Oak and Hart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. The answer I've gotten so far today is, well, it's against my moral beliefs. Okay, well, it can be against your moral beliefs. I'm not asking anybody to change their mind. I'm not asking anybody to change their moral beliefs. That's up to you. Those are your moral beliefs. You're entitled to those beliefs. You're entitled to the belief that gay marriage is wrong. But we live in a country where people have freedom, and people are not supposed to go around trying to rob freedom from other people, especially if the freedom that other people gain does not affect them at all. And legalized gay marriage doesn't affect the people who are trying to stop it. So again, my question is, why are you bothered by it? I don't accept the idea that, well, it's in the Bible. I mean, I think the Bible's a great book. I took a theology course at Loyola University, and a priest told us that the Bible is a book that is filled with great stories. And everything in the Bible did not happen exactly the way it is said to have happened in the Bible. Now, you have a choice of whether or not to believe that what's in the Bible is 100% accurate. And if you believe that, that's okay. But you can't guarantee that it happened because it was written in the Bible. And I know that you believe that many believe that the Bible was written by men who were guided by divine intervention. Well, that's great. That's fine. That is your belief. And I'm not taking that belief away from you. If that's what you believe, then you can believe that. But that doesn't make it factual. That doesn't mean that there aren't some things in the Bible that maybe are not quite as accurate as the stories depict. I mean, was there really a talking snake in the Garden of Eden? Was there a snake that really talked? Was there a snake that communicated with Adam and Eve? I mean, did that really happen that way? Of course not. But it's a story that explains something else. It explains this message of man falling from grace and you know, committing the original sin. But there wasn't it wasn't necessarily a talking snake. So again, if you want to believe that, that's fine, but there's reason to believe that maybe there wasn't a talking snake. There's reason to believe that maybe everything in the Bible is not exactly as it says. And so the idea of trying to stop gay marriage is essentially trying to tell other people how to lead their lives, and I'm not sure why people are so obsessed with that. If you want to join us with a comment, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, well, I don't want them to do that. Well, why are you involved in that? You know, you might not like what I do in my bedroom. Well, I don't want him to do that. Well, that's none of your business. I mean, I'm allowed to do that in the privacy of my bedroom with whomever I want. I mean, as long as it's not like your wife or somebody like that, as long as it's not with the wrong person. But, you know, why are you so involved in that? All right, let's go to Aaron in Cutoff. Aaron, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot.
How are you?
I'm good. I was calling about the AI pornography incident.
Oh, okay.
And depending on the news outlet that's reporting it, I don't think anybody truly portrays the depth at which the school system and Lafourche Parish failed this little girl.
Yeah, I get from what I've read, it seems like she complained about this and they didn't do anything except put her on the same bus with the little boy that gave him an opportunity to do it again.
Yes, she was not the only girl he did this to. She was just the one who spoke up. She reported it. She talked to the SRO at school. She asked to be allowed to call her parents about it. They refused to let her call her parents. Then they put her on the bus with the kid where she snapped. And then she got expelled. She was out of school, I believe, for 45 days.
Wow.
He got no repercussions at school because his parents pulled him out of that school and put him in a different school.
That's a clear indication that the Lafourche Parish school system did not protect the girl.
And there's a link up for the minutes of the school board meeting where Matt Ory addressed all of this with the school board. And I've never seen such vitriol and disgust from older ladies towards this young girl. because they literally kept saying, well, if she hadn't hit him, we wouldn't be in this meeting.
Well, those old ladies who are saying that are just, you know, obviously on the ignorant side, because she didn't do anything wrong. The girl didn't do anything wrong. So what are we supposed to? We're supposed to protect a 13-year-old boy or 12-year-old boy, whatever. We're supposed to protect that boy who's going around showing AI-generated images of the girls that he's in class with nude. We're supposed to protect that boy? No.
Yep. Welcome to the good old boy network of Lafourche Parish.
Well, I don't think it's just Lafourche Parish, Aaron, and that's sad. Listen, Aaron, I really appreciate you bringing that information to our attention. Yeah, this is wrong. I mean, the Lafourche Parish School Board needs to be held accountable here. And if there were old ladies in that meeting that had that comment, those old ladies need to be shunned. Shame on them. Shame on them for even suggesting that this young boy be protected. I don't understand that. And the school district said it's following the rules of the school district. Well, then the rules need to be changed. And that boy was arrested. And that boy should be held accountable. And I would like to think that his parents are shocked as hell that he did that. Because I'm sure they didn't know that he was doing that sort of thing. But it's just a reminder that kids know a hell of a lot more than we know. Look, I know we have to get to your text messages, and we will, I promise. That's coming up. And then also, we'll go with this a little bit longer, but then I am going to bring up this issue of the newly released emails from Jeffrey Epstein that allege that the president knew about the girls. The White House says this is slander from the Democrats. Well, if it's true, if it's in the emails, then it's not slander. They're reporting what's in the emails. And again, this should not be about politics. And anybody who was involved in this process, anybody who knew what was going on and didn't report it, anybody who is trying to stop the release of these files should be defined as somebody who is protecting pedophiles, protecting the practice of old men having sex with underage girls, maybe because somewhere in the back of their minds, they like the idea. If you've got a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And it is just another great afternoon. Hey, it's Wednesday. We're halfway to the weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.